रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसी रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 56 सीता रिब्यूक्स रावण। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। But Sita was not in the least cowed or disheartened by those defiant and haughty words of Ravana. It was all improper for a faithful wife to hold direct talk with a stranger, so she threw a blade of grass between them and gave free expression to the grief and sorrow that filled her heart. There reigned a king named Dasharatha, truthful of speech and loyal to Dharma. He had a son, Rama, so named, whose fame and glory illuminates the infinite worlds. With large and lovely eyes, long arms that reach below the knees, and leonine chest and shoulders, he shines in unparalleled luster. The very soul of virtue, he is a lord of the myriad worlds, and him do I call my beloved husband. With such noble and stainless connections, with a husband who has no peer in the whole creation, would I stoop to a low and unrighteous act? He and his brother Lakshmana have taken birth in the line of Ikshvaku, but to slay you, so I have not the slightest fear of you. Why does he not bestir himself now? You may ask. Had you but committed this outrage in his presence, you would have taken your place by the side of Khara, a rotting carcass. Your terrible Rakshasas of matchless strength will tremble at the sight of him as serpents quake before Garuda. His sharp gold-banded shafts will pierce your vitals as a roaring flood topples down the banks of Ganga. You have escaped death till now at the hands of gods and asuras, but you will not survive to tell your tale of enmity to Rama. Have you ever known an animal tied to sacrificial post go back to his fellows? Rama has might enough to be your fate. He has but to dart a glance of anger at you and you are a heap of ashes. He would scatter the sun and moon upon the earth or annihilate them if he is so minded. He would turn the fathomless ocean into boundless deserts of burning sand. Would he fail to deliver Sita from your impious hands? The shadow of oblivion is upon your life, wealth, power, might and valor. Lanka is helpless, masterless and widowed all through you. You thought lightly of carrying me away from my forest home where I was leading a happy life with my husband. Did you count upon this heinous sin to gather you a harvest of happiness and good? What harm can he do me, the coward who fled the forest before the wrath of a woman? Isn't that what you thought? Is it not plain to you that his fearless abode all alone in this forest of Dandaka, the haunt of fierce beasts and fiercer Rakshasas, argues superhuman strength, might and courage in him? His arrowy shower will destroy your pride, strength, prowess, conceit and wickedness. Creatures behave strangely and perversely when they near the mansions of death. The moment has come for the total destruction of yourself and your Rakshasas. Hence you were impelled to lay violent hands upon me. Can a Chandala hope to approach a sacrificial altar adorned with kushagras and sacred utensils when the fire blazes higher and higher with each repeated libation? That sacrificial hall is Rama, whose soul is ever loyal to Dharma. That sacred fire am I, adorned with his love and guarded by his valor. Can you, the Chandala, even hope to approach me? The she-swan that disports herself gaily with her mate in the lotus pools does not demean herself by wasting a glance at the waterfowl in the reeds. I care not whether you fetter this senseless clump of clay, my body, or hack it to pieces, or tear it with your teeth. I am not much inclined to preserve it or the life that courses through it, but never, never shall I soil myself with eternal infamy. Sharply did she speak and turn away from him in silent contempt. Ravana was beside himself with anger thereat, and more to frighten her, cried out, Sita, here is my last word. this day 12 months you come to my side as my wife, else my cooks will chop you up into mincemeat for my breakfast. He turned to the Rakshasis and said, batter down her pride and obstinacy, turn her heart to me, guard her most carefully in this Ashoka grove, none shall know of it. I must have my way with her. Bring it about as hunters tame wild elephants by alternate gentleness and force. He strode forth from the place, the earth quaking in fright at his anger. Hideous Rakshasis led her away to Ashoka grove. Fruits, flowers, and intoxicated birds adorned it at all seasons. But like a doe in the power of tigresses or a fawn in the toils of the hunter, Sita was overwhelmed with fear and grief at the sight of the monstrous gods about her and could do nothing but allow her thoughts to gravitate always towards Rama, her beloved and the god of her heart. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.